at 11 o'clock tomorrow night. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a quarter past 11. It's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
When someone comes back from a concert and tells you you missed a really good one. That was the case for me a few weeks ago when I missed the Finnish tango band Usiku playing live. As a consolation, I do have their CD, and that was a track called Saharan Lilia, Lily of the Sahara. And thanks to Robert for a couple of very fine Late Junction weeks. This week on Thursday, we've got the next in our series of Late Junction collaborations, which is quite a special one, I think. You remember when David Rothenberg played with the toucans at London Zoo a few months back, and then we put them together with Lou Edmonds? Well, we decided to give remix and live sampling guru Jan Bang a copy of that, and he and guitarist Ivan Orset came into our Maid of Ale studios and did a collaboration with a session from David, Lou and the toucans. So don't miss Thursday night at around midnight. And later on tonight, I've got a couple of tracks for you from Ivan's new live CD. If I find the name Hladovsky on a CD, whether singer Stephanie or her brother Chris, it's straight onto the CD player. It's Chris this time with his trio The Family Elan, which features the singer and flautist Hannah Tulicki and percussionist Patrick Farmer, and a CD called Bow Low, Bright Glow. The music inhabits medieval, Greek, Turkish and Central Asian influences, and this is a traditional dance tune from Eastern Anatolia. Thank you. tune from Eastern Anatolia called Kavala Oyun Havasa. That was from family Ilan, Hannah Tulaki, Chris Hladovsky and Patrick Farmer. And more from them later on this week. This is Robert Wyatt now, who pops up on Jeanette Lindstrom's CD Attitude and Orbit Control. Jeanette's on Fender Rhodes and ex-EST member Magnus Öström on percussion, guitars and electronics in River.
And then ever after.
Carolyn Hume on piano, Paul May on percussion, and part one from their piece, Come to Nothing. They followed Robert Wyatt with Jeanette Lindstrom and Magnus Erstrom, and a song called River. Oh, as I mentioned earlier on, guitarist Ivan Orsett has a new live album out which features one of my favourite tracks of his of all time, Drøbak Sare. Auden Erlians on bass, Bjørn Charles Dreyer on guitar and pedal steel, Vetla Holter on drums. Great piece called Drubak Sare from Ivan Orset and the Sonic Codex Orchestra, recorded live at the Leipzig Jazz Tage and the Casa del Jazz in Rome. I actually saw them live at Nat Jazz in Bergen a few weeks ago with two drummers playing on that track, the magnificent Erlen Dahlen joining the powerful elegance of Vetla Holter. More from them later, and as I mentioned, Ivan joins Jan Bang in our Late Junction collaboration on Thursday night. One of the really great collaborations in recent years has been the Transatlantic Sessions, which have become such a big part of the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. Jerry Douglas is one of the key players, featuring here in Dan Timinski's band and The Boy Who Wouldn't Hoe Corn.
Tell your little story and it won't take long, about a lazy farmer who wouldn't hoe his corn. The reason why I never could tell, for that young man was always well. He planted his corn in the month of June, and by July it was up to his eye. Come September there came a big frost, and all the young man's corn was lost. His courtship had just begun. Said young man, have you hoed some corn? Well, I tried in vain, but I don't believe I raised one grain. Thank you. turned his back and he walked away. Saying, little miss, you rue the day. You rue the day that you were born. Forgiving me the devil, 'cause I wouldn't hold corn.
Couple of great tracks from the latest Transatlantic Sessions release featuring Dan Tominski first with Jerry Douglas and Band in The Boy Who Wouldn't Hoe Corn, and then Stuart Duncan with Jerry, Russ Berenberg, Donald Shaw and Danny Thompson in Lee Highway Blues. This is Radio 3, you're listening to Late Junction with Fiona Talkington. Dobe Nyaore from the Ivory Coast is a powerful singer and dancer. Here she is with a song about a girl who goes to her father to ask for his blessing. She wants to become a storyteller and singer.
Opa, ayoka, amisina. Ai sana de, ai sana de, golokanwo.
Sana de, sana de.
Comigo.
Ivan Orset and Blå Mice from his new CD, with Björn Charles Dreyer, Audun Alien on bass, and drummers Vetla Holter and Erlen Dahlen, and Håkan Kornstad on sax. And they followed Dobe Njaure and a song from her called Salde. Messiaen's widow, Yvonne Loriot, died last month. She was such a great supporter and champion of his music, and one of the key performers of his music too. Here's one of his seven Japanese haiku, Les Oiseaux de Karuizawa. Yvonne Loriot with the Percussionists of Strasbourg, conducted by Pierre Boulez.
Thank you.
Jardin du Sommeil d'Amour, the Garden of the Sleep of Love, from Messiaen's Turangalila Symphony. That was a 1961 recording with the pianist Yvonne Loriot, with Jean Loriot playing on Martineau and the Orchestre National de la RTF, conducted by Maurice Leroux. You heard the trio Puma just before that, Øystein Moen on keyboard, Stian Vesterhus on guitar and Gard Nielsen on drums. And that was a number from them called Hachioji Silk Blues, which comes from their very welcome new release, Half Nelson Courtship. And one of Messiaen's seven Japanese haiku, first of all, played again by Yvonne Loriot with the percussionists of Strasbourg, conducted by Pierre Boulez. You'll find all the details of the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist, and if you'd like to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, a song from Sam Amidon.
Pretty fair damsel in the garden, brave young soldier riding by, he rode up to her all to view her. My pretty fair miss, won't you fancy me? You're not a man of a noble honor, you're not the man I had taken you to be, or you wouldn't impose on a single lady who your bride can never be. I have a true love in the army, and he's been there for 7 long years. And if he stays there 7 years long, some watercourse drowned, perhaps he's on some battlefield slain, perhaps he's to some fair girl married. My pretty fair miss, she'll never see him again. Well, if he's drowned, I hope he's happy, or if he's on some battlefield slain, or if he's to some fair girl married, I love the girl.
Tell me you haven't got a tear in your eye. Sam Amidon and Pretty Fair Damsel. And don't put the hankies away. This is a lament now sung by Mamak Khadem with Kurosh Moradi and Omar Farouk Tekbilek. The words are by Baba Taher, an 11th century poet. How blessed when two lovers love as one, yet how desolate and painful when the passion belongs to only one. Lacrimosa, setting words from the 11th century. Mamak Khadem was the singer and harmonium player with Kurosh Maradi and Omar Farouk Tekbilek. And another lament now by the wonderfully named 16th century composer Osbert Parsley, who was a singer in Norwich Cathedral for 50 years. From the Book of Lamentations, "With what shall I compare thee, O daughter of Jerusalem?"
Thank you. As I rode out one May morning betimes, I met a maid who from home had strayed, just as the sun do shine. What makes you rise so soon, my dear? Your journey to pursue. Those pretty little feet, they step so neat, strike off the morning dew. Well, I've come to feed my father's flock, his sweet and tender lambs, who over hills and o'er dales lie waiting for their dams. Oh, stay, you handsome maid, and rest a moment here, for there is none but you alone that I do love so deep. How gloriously the sun do shine, how pleasant is the air. I'd rather rest in my true love's breast than any other where. For I am thine and thou art mine, no man shall uncomfort thee. We'll join our hands in a sacred bond, and married we will be. We'll join our hands in a sacred bond, and married we shall be.
Martha Tilston, Searching for Lambs, following Lamentations by the 16th century composer Osbert Parsley. The lay clerks of St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, conducted by Timothy Byram Wickfield. And I haven't quite done with lamenting for tonight. This is a Romanian lament about the feelings of loss, nostalgia and isolation, sung by Grigore Leșa.
Că s-a agățat plugon dor,
Peyunde Kalka Doru, sung by the Romanian singer Grigore Leșa. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with a piece for the daf, the traditional Persian drum. Actually, a quartet of them played by the Iranian percussionist Ramin Rahimi. It's called This Is the Daf, and I'll be here at the same time tomorrow. I hope you can join me. Till then, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with music through the night. And for the next hour and 40 minutes, another chance to hear the Sunday afternoon recital that the pianist Lang Lang gave at the Royal Albert Hall during the 2008 BBC Proms. Apart from a late-night Mozart recital by Andras Schiff in 2006, this was the first time the Proms had hosted such an event since the solo concert by another young virtuoso, Yevgeny Kissin, in 1997. Well, when Lang Lang made this appearance, it was only a few weeks since he'd played at the opening ceremony of the Beijing Olympics, proof, if you need it, of his star status. He began the Prom with Mozart's Sonata in B-flat, Kochel 333.
Thank you.